There's another element to keeping ourselves safe that says to our horse, keep your attention on me so that we can keep each other safe. It says to our horse that they are responsible for knowing where we are, no matter what we're doing, and they are responsible for keeping up their end of the keeping safe partnership. By this point in your course, you've made a commitment to your horse to help them be and feel safe. And this is their end of the bargain. There are some techniques that you can use to ask for this, but this is about a lot more than techniques. This is a way of life. It's attuned into your horse awareness and your horse tuned into you that becomes a way of life. One of the techniques that you can use to foster this awareness is whenever you're moving around your horse in the paddock, doing chores or whatever, you want your horse to notice and know where you are at all times, just like you want to notice where they are and what they're doing at all times. And this is not about being alert. It's a gentle awareness. It's part of the connection that you notice where they are and what they're doing, and they do the same. I taught my granddaughter Bree to do this when she was a very little kid moving around the paddock. Every horse in the herd had to have a gentle awareness of where she was, and if they didn't have a relaxed eye on her or an ear flicked pointing at her, then Bree had to do something about that. She smooched, slap her leg gently, even swish her little stick around until the horse who had no attention on her was looking at her. And then she would say, "Thanks, Bobby," or "Thanks, Sonny," in a little tiny voice, and keep walking. You see, I knew there wasn't a horse in my herd who would hurt that little tiny girl on purpose, but I also knew that accidents could happen when there was not enough awareness of where she was. And so I started to do the same thing in the yards when I was feeding out. Even though the horse was eating, they still had to have a gentle ear on me, an awareness of where I was moving around their yard. And if they didn't, I would smooch, clap my leg, or whatever, just to say, "Hey, I'm in here. Keep half an eye on me so that if anything happens, you know where I am and you can keep me safe." And this is really, really important. There is no dominance in this. And this is really important. There is no dominance in this. It's a gentle awareness of each other, but it is an insistence of a gentle and relaxed awareness of each other that is part of the yin and yang of our relationship. You could look at this like the equal exchange, if you like, to the effort that you're putting into your horse to help them feel and be safe. This is their part of the bargain to keep you safe. And with some horses, you're going to need to ask for this gentle awareness of where you are at all times. And if you can feel that awareness on you, then that's okay. You can also see that awareness on you when your horse has an ear gently flicked into your direction. Even if they're looking somewhere else, you'll see the ear flicked, pointing softly at you. And if we don't need to ask for this gentle awareness of us because our horse is already giving it to us, then we need to notice it and acknowledge it and appreciate them for it. There's a really gentle power about this one, a standing tall kind of feeling, knowing that we're worth keeping safe. And this continues on into when the lead rope is on or when we're in the saddle. Their awareness and our awareness, the connection between the two, is what will enable both of us to keep each other safe. So if either of us drifts off because we're talking non-stop or not listening, or if our horse is over-focused on food, then we're not in that connected space to be able to keep each other safe. Can you see how this ties in with the advanced Maya grass game of the last lesson? In our next lesson, we'll talk about how to do this when your horse is in a halter and lead. But for now, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go do some chores around the paddock or the field or the yard at feed times and at other times too, and notice whether your horse is gently aware of you at all times, and do something to ask for that awareness if it's not there, and appreciate them if it is.